issues that you probably haven't thought about. This is one that I certainly have not thought about. And in fact, in this case, you also have an opportunity to just get a free book just by going to a web page, assetprotectionattorneys.com. Khalil Presser is joining us. He's with Presser Law Firm, and I bet it's probably his. Represents individuals and businesses in establishing asset protection plans. And we're going to focus in on something that, quite honestly, I never thought about, and that is, you know, the social media and those kinds of things and what you need to do or should be doing. And, Mr. Presser, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
You know, I figure I die, so what? I don't care if my Facebook page is open. I mean, why should I care about that?
Hey, you don't care, but your family might.
Well, that's a good point, I suppose. That's good. Well, I don't know when I'm going to die. Should I be... How do I protect this? Do I give my family the password? What do I do?
Yeah, you know, there's so many different things you can do. Our law firm focuses on asset protection and estate planning, and probably one of the biggest things that we see is people fail to realize all of the assets they have, and mostly being the digital media. You know, what about the passwords to the emails, the online banking? You know, bill pay might be taking money away from your account every month. You might have valuable domain names or phone numbers or social media accounts that you've even built up for businesses with lots of fans or friends. So all of that can be worth a lot of money, or the digital media could take away from your bank account, you know, if you have automatic mortgage payments coming out, automatic cell phones. So it kind of works both ways. Number one, you want to make sure that you protect all this online and digital media and intellectual property that you have. And number two is you want to make sure that this, you know, in this digital world, that it's not continuing to ping your credit card and bank accounts.
Well, that's an excellent point. I hadn't thought about that because I have plenty of those. I think most people do pay a lot of their bills online. When it comes to like Facebook and Twitter and a lot of the other social media, and who knows what we're going to have down the road, because I hope I'm going to live a long time, sir. What do we do? How do we plan for this so that when that day eventually comes that, you know, we're protected?
Well, I think some of the most important things you should do is, number one, be proactive and inventory your wealth. So, you know, take a list or make an Excel spreadsheet of literally every single account that you have with usernames and passwords, because people tend to have a lot more than they think they have. Once you've done that, you know, you can appoint, you know, what I call a digital executor, which might not be any different than somebody you trust. You can even, you know, put in the will, you know, who the appointed person is, that when you pass away, you know, your family or whoever the beneficiaries are to your estate can go to this quote-unquote trusted advisor and get all this information.
Oh, that's interesting. What about bank accounts and that sort of thing? Do normal estates protect that, or do you have to go and do something, again, a little different when it comes to this online banking that we got going today?
No, you know, anything that's turned on, you have to physically go turn off. And anybody who's forgot their password or their security question knows how hard it can be, even when it's you trying to get your passwords or your login information. So you can only imagine how hard it would be to try and get someone else's. Here you are trying to explain to someone that they passed away, and legally and ethically, you know, the company's not even sure if they should give it to you, so they withhold all the information. You know, beyond that, they might have privacy policies that state, hey, whether you're entitled to it or you're not entitled to it, based on their privacy rules and regulations, they're not going to give it to you. So if you don't have that information, you're going to find yourself in a terrible place. It's not only going to cost you money, it's going to cost you a ton of time and stress as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. Well, honestly, I hadn't thought about this, but now I am thinking about this. Now, what's this book that you're giving away?
We're giving away Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time. And, you know, we realize that, you know, Americans work so hard for their money, but unfortunately, in the terrible economy, you know, lawsuits are really becoming the next biggest business. So we teach people how to protect every single thing they have in every single situation. We want to make sure if you're ever sued for a car accident, slip and fall, divorce, short sale, or foreclosure deficiency, whatever the financial disaster is, we want to make sure that you can keep what you worked your whole life to obtain.
All right, and they can get this book free just by going to the webpage.
Yeah, as long if they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, there's a contact us form right on the top of the page. As long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them a free copy of the book, free shipping.
Oh, that's very nice of you, and it was fun talking with you, and I've learned a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.